Is this true? I'm reading Eugene Merman texted out. Did you know a president can declassify any document just by eating it?
This is crazy.
The news is crazy. Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Shana Tova, Chemda.
Oh, thank you. Shana Tova to you.
Shana Tova. This is the Jewish New Year.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What?
And I think it's like the second day. So.
Okay. And why today?
The Jews go by a different calendar.
Sure.
So on their calendar, this is the new year. This is when the year starts.
Seems a little pretentious to have your own new year, but everybody's supposed to get along.
Keith, this is the chosen year. Okay. I don't know who you're arguing with. Jesus Christ himself.
It is.
Which somehow said there's only 2,000 years now. I don't know the math.
That is interesting. So Jesus says there's 2,000 years. You guys are saying there's 5,783 years.
Well, can I tell you what I thought I was taught in yeshiva? I really genuinely thought that the year, whatever year we're in, when they say like BC or AD,
right,
they told me it was before Christ and after death.
Yeah.
So is that right? So was he born 2,022 years ago? Is that what the math
Shana
is?
Shana Tova!
I have another question also about Jesus, if we may. So Jesus was born Jewish, of course, and the whole religion started right after he died, right? So, okay, my father and, you know, the generation above us, basically, they don't really know when their birthday is. My father made it up when he moved from Iran to Israel. He just said, like, he even asked his mother, he's like, you know, they want to know my age, like immigration and whatever, and what the date is. And she goes, I don't know, it was winter.
I asked my dad when my birthday was. He said, who wants to know?
Exactly.
Everything's secrets to that generation, only one generation away.
Right. But they also didn't keep track. My mother said she didn't have birthday parties. No one marked the next year. It was just, you're still alive. Good for you. There's other things to worry about. Now, I wonder if one generation, which is like 20 years above me, one generation, we don't know your birthday. How the fuck do we keep knowing everybody else's birthday like Jesus?
How do you celebrate the new year, by the way? Like, it's the
I forgot.
Some food.
It makes me feel so happy that I forgot. I'm not really sure. I'm sure there's a synagogue situation and you have to dip like apples in honey to have a sweet new year, like representation.
Okay.
There's some sort of prayer for that probably. And the rest of it, I don't know. I know that we might have went to my aunt's house and she makes really good stuffed cabbage, but that's just because she's wonderful.
I told you for the new year, my dad says there's some tradition in our heritage, which I know nothing about, where the father of the household takes garlic.
Oh, yeah.
Puts it on his thumb, puts it in our mouth.
With honey, no?
The honey then goes on your forehead in the shape of a cross. May you be able to be as strong as garlic when you suck your dad's thumb, and as sweet, your life be as sweet as honey.
Now, he puts honey on your forehead.
Puts honey on the forehead, and you have to suck off the garlic. Now, of course, you use your teeth. We're not perverts. But that is so odd and strange, and he insisted it. And it was up until I was 18, easily.
How deep did he get his thumb? Sorry, this is so fucking weird. How deep did he get his thumb?
You know that part that's like you have fun with during sex? It didn't go that far, but just a tip.
Just a tip?
Not the good knuckle, not the sexy knuckle
part. But you didn't put your lips on it.
Yeah, you tried to do just your teeth, but he made sure you got the bottom lip. I think he was getting something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying, I don't know what, but it was definitely a power thing, and it's very, very strange.
When you go back to school, do you not tell people, like, well, how was your Christmas? How was your New Year?
I thought everybody had a candy cane up their asshole. I don't know.
Saying.
It's so weird.
Like, do you talk in lunch and go like, oh my God, how awkward was it when your dad put his thumb in your mouth, right? And everyone's like, how awkward was it for you first, Keith Malley?
And I had a brother of mine that said, that's the tradition in our religion. I'm like, oh, you've just been gaslit to think that. There's no fucking place you read that. You suck your dad's thumb.
Every time you say it, to be clear, this is Byzantine Catholic.
To be clear, I don't know what. To be clear, it's Michael G. Malley. of Pennsylvania. That's what's to be clear.
Also, is it true you might be Ukrainian?
It could be anything. Who wants to know?
Sorry.
I could be anything. It depends when you catch them. I heard we're Turkish a couple months ago from some email. I have no fucking idea.
Turkish.
Anything over there that you can't check now. Right. We are. No idea. Wow. A whole bunch of secrets. Happy New Year, everybody.
No, thank you.
That's the point. Look, this person says, Cam and Lee, I've been listening to your show since episode 500 something.
Nice.
Where are we at now?
3,000, almost 4,000.
Oh my God. That's like what year it is.
I forgot. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm so locked in, but let me tell you something. The podcast landscape is a mess. I try and I try. No other podcast scratches the itch. So when you go and I'm all caught up, it's hard times out there. So many unstructured, rambling, shows out there and none compare. I'm spoiled. Good to see you again. Hearts and stuff.
Wow. Thank you so much. Please share the show so that it could continue.
Ingles 777 says, I think it's hard to find a replacement for Keith and the girl because both of them are so entirely open about who and what they are. I just heard that he sucked off his dad's thumb. I don't know if that was a punishment or a joy. How did Dad phrase that? Even with other successful comedian podcasts, for example, the Sarah Silverman podcast, I listened to that one, there's still somewhat of a celeb versus public mentality. Some things that celebrities can't or won't really share. But Keith and the girl rips that wide open. We heard about Hemda when she was at her most scared and vulnerable. We lived with Keith's entire dubious relationship with the Irish gal. What? And of course, the unsolicited and never-ending bitching about Keith's dad. The end effect is what there is that they're a comfort in a way that few others dare. How nice is that?
That is so nice. Thank you so much for listening.
Just by the way, silent trailers. We just did that. They cheated. Spoiler.
I'm sorry for your loss.
It was by one again, right? Yeah. By one guess.
Yeah. You had. Yeah.
Oh, it's so stressful.
It makes me so nervous because I'm like joking around how I hope you die through the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But then when it gets close, I'm like, oh, these are all my friends. I don't know who to vote for. Then I feel bad for everybody. But it's so weird. Everybody's stressed and they're all having a great time. How weird are we? It's like gambling.
Yes. Well, anyway, thanks for everybody that was part of it. You can find it right now on YouTube. It was live on YouTube. And of course, it's right there. And we had a game night based on a Kickstarter that we had in the past. And Mallory joined us. And there's a connection between me and Mallory, I got to tell you. So we did that, the drawful, a game on your phone where you draw and then the other person has to guess what prompt you were given. Look at this. Tell me at home what that is.
I was so far, I thought when you drew that is a seesaw and you're pointing at the person who fucked up the seesaw. So, you don't see that?
I thought. Sure.
Yeah. Like, you're pointing at the guy that it's like, well, he jumped and that fucked with the other guy. Now he's sliding to his side. And I was like, wow, that's pretty impressive.
Why is my seesaw so specific that it has dots on it?
You know what? You have like 30 seconds to decide what it is. And I don't know.
White sauce pizza. How did she get that? Because I am a genius. Or are we just on some kind of mind connection?
You guys definitely spoke the same language.
Right. During that game night, thanks again for being part of that, Mallory. During the game night, I said, Hemda, take off your headphones. I want to share some news that I just got. And Hemda did. And what do we think? Is it going to be huge news? Is it something silly I didn't just want you to hear? What are you thinking it could be?
I can't even tell if it's like pop culture news or something in your life news. I assume it's something that you went through, but I can't even imagine what. I think it's a celebrity and I wouldn't have even known who you were talking about anyway. And you could have just said it.
You remember that Sparrow's ex fought in the Ukraine war, was captured by the Russians. He is back home. He's in America right now.
Oh my God, that is big.
Alexander Droop.
I was close. It's pop culture celebrity shit.
That's right. And it's about me. I was investing. He was serving in the Ukraine army. He ended up getting captured. He's not Brittany Griner, so you're not sure what's going to happen. But there was Saudi Arabia somehow put together a trade, and he's back home.
Wow. Can you say his name again?
Yes, Andrew Druk. Alexander. Alexander. Excuse me. Alex Druk. I just want to thank everyone who helped secure our freedom, he said. Now, obviously, he's reading a statement. Of course, that means all parties involved in the negotiations, President Zelensky, Ambassador Markarova and team, and U.S. Secretary of State, like who talks like that? You know, it's a statement. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken and team, he said.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd be able to name those guys. You
but
know?
It also means, of course, but it also means everyone who took some action, no matter how small. I wouldn't say this is small. We told people to call their congresspeople. So that's not easy to do. Whether you called your congresspeople, told a neighbor about us, or prayed for us. Well, I think the phone call is more important enough for nothing. Whatever you did, you helped make this possible, he said. His mom said, I woke up this morning to the sight and sound of my boy home. That is the definition of happiness.
Oh, my God. Do they get to retire, or is it like, thank you for your service, here's your next mission?
It's a shame that we do have to call our congresspeople for things like this. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, just can you get them back? Can you call and say you care? Yes, Jesus, I care. Here's a prayer.
Yeah,
now
like,
who's
the most important?
Right.
Like, even when you go to court, it's important to have people in the courtroom on your side, and the judge takes that into consideration.
Right. Sparrow said, Sarge is free. That's what she calls him, is free and back home. Thanks for being part of it. The family is grateful for everyone who helped keep his name alive. Please tell your community how grateful I am. The Saudis brokered a deal. I did ask her, is he going back then? She said, no, enough war for right now.
Okay, for now. So
that's good.
There'll be another one. He can join.
That'd be a kick in the pants. I make these phone calls and the next thing you know.
he's released to go fight war.
He's been at home for about 24 hours. First tasks are reacclimating to daily life, like eating. Just normal
right, like,
shit.
Probably like not pissing in a corner type thing. Right.
They do have counseling for him already. So that's good news if he takes advantage of that.
Probably BetterHelp, right?
It's BetterHelp. He prefers texting.
Well, Birdie made sure he used code KATG, so he came back and is saving money. BetterHelp.com/KATG.
I am going to LA next month, Chemda, for a week.
Okay, may I explain this to some people? If you're new, if you've been here for a while, recently, Keith, at age, 48? We're not judging. We just want to know where we're at in the world. Right?
Jewish 48? Age or Christian age?
AD, yeah, let's 48, say.
48.
48 years old, just realized that if he has time off, he can go somewhere and book it himself. He's never booked like any kind of travel on his own. Mm-hmm. All the traveling that he's done, somebody turned to him and said, hey, should I put you in for this thing that we're doing? And Keith goes, I don't see why not. Right. So now he discovered, I just have to go on this app, put some dates in, put a city in, and I get to fly. So like they give me a thing that says I could fly somewhere. Now, he's not booking hotels. That's next level.
No,
that's okay.
Easy. No.
Let's go one at a time. What are we, the assistant to some executive at Facebook? Get out of here.
How would I get to the hotel? No, you pick me up. I live in your room forever.
Don't even think about that. Right. How would you get to a hotel? Come on. You're getting to the airport. It's been wonderful. That's great. Now, here's what happens. You can't book a hotel. That's fine. And that's why Keith began his friend tour.
Yes.
Now, if you are a friend of his and you are in a city that's remotely interesting, or you could create some sort of interest around it, he will come see you. You could be in the middle of nowhere. Yep. He wants to see your day. He knows how to find that airplane. Just pick him up when he lands. You know, he'll have a thing on his shirt that says, you know, help. I'm Keith Malley. Yeah, help. If I'm looking up, please take me to the nearest adult.
Right.
And so far, you've gone. Adam had a place on Fire Island, which is a place with a beach, sort of like very summer home vibe. and you went out there.
But you got to take a subway. You got to take a train. You got to take a ferry. This is an EGOT.
A railroad.
And I made it. And yes, that was the beginning of me. It's so fun, these little vacations. It's like I can't do work even if I wanted to. How exciting is that?
Right. So Adam babysat you for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Then you thought, hey, if I can go as far as Long Island from the big New York City you took so many modes of transportation. Mm-hmm. You had to walk out of your house. That's walking.
Yes.
Go down some stairs into a train station, pick the right train.
Right. They go both ways.
And sometimes they don't go, this one's going east. They go, this mm-hmm. one's going to Flatbush. Well, where's Flatbush?
Sometimes they go the wrong way so that you can pick it up somewhere and go the right way. And I'm like, well, then no one's going anywhere.
Made it through that. Then right. you got to the railroad station, which is a Ooh. Shit show on its own, to try to get to what? Long Island. Still did it. Long Island. Mm-hmm. They took a little jitney little, we'll take you from Long Island.
All right. There's even more. I had to take yes. a little bus.
From the railroad to the ferry.
Yes.
Then you had to get on the right ferry to get on the right island. And you made it all the way. Who picked you up, Adam? What did he bring for you?
He did. I did get weed when I got to his place.
Okay.
But
then.
Yeah.
You had that time. We'll get over that. You're like, oh, I know how to get to Long Island. Where else do I know how to get to?
Yeah.
You called up Brother Love and said, what are you doing on Tuesday? Brother Love said, I have no plans. When you show up on Tuesday, his wife lets you know they have actually a lot of plans and you're in the way. So 3 days later, you're like, my brother lives in a place. And you flew to your brother's place in Chicago. By the way, Brother Love was Nashville. Now you're in Chicago. Your brother takes care of you with an itinerary, which makes you very nervous. Craig, are you listening? That made him very nervous. Now you have an itinerary that's a little overwhelming. You missed some stuff. No big deal.
My brother goes, it's not overwhelming. We don't have set times. We just have something planned for all of morning and something for all of afternoon and something for all of evening. And I'm like, you're going to hate me.
Yes. And somehow they survived that relationship. Mm-hmm. They're still brothers. And now another friend, Craig Klein, who lives on the other side of the country in L.A., nice and warm, mm-hmm. but not too warm. And now he's going to host you. But here's the thing. He's got a little bit of an edge. We already know how you travel now. And now Adam and Craig are fighting over who is going to host you better, right?
Right. Adam, who already did, of course, or Craig, as he's about to. And I see it in our group chat. Craig says, Keith got tickets to L.A.? My bro vacation is going to be way better than your bro vacation. Middle finger. He gave him the middle finger. I'm number one. And then Adam wrote, you'll overhype and underdeliver as per usual. We're friends. Craig said, I'm picking up him up from the airport. And then he put his name, Craig, in a check mark. Adam, no check mark. Point Craig, he's saying. Craig said, I created a spreadsheet to score it. Adam said, I picked him up from the ferry. That's cooler. Craig said, doubt it. Adam says, planes are so basic. Craig said, I'm bringing joints. Adam said, I had Keith high within minutes. Craig said, seconds.
He's already predicting you're getting high within seconds.
Right. And by the way, I told my brother Ken about this, and he's like, I didn't know I just had to give you weed.
Well, I kind of feel bad for Craig because he's always so hopeful about your interactions and something always goes terribly wrong because Craig is actually friends with somebody named Kevin, not Keith.
Yeah.
And Kevin doesn't really like Limp Bizkit. He's just pretending when he's being Keith, right? And
right.
So Kevin doesn't yell at Craig when Craig says, oh, the telescope is so magnificent and I love science. Keith is the bully. So just so Craig knows, Keith is coming to visit you. What you got?
Yeah, what's he got? Because I know I got Full Nelson by Limp Bizkit on my phone ready to go as soon as I meet him.
Well, Craig, I feel like he started to say the plans for you. And I'm like, are you going to Joshua Tree? Because I know he's right by there and he's camped there. And he's like, yeah. And the stars that we're going to. And I'm like, you're dead. You're dead. You're dead. Here's a story about stars from Keith. What was like a decade ago? Keith went to visit his family.
Yeah.
And his older brother, Mike, when they got out of the car to get into the house, there's like a couple of steps as normal. And he goes, oh, everybody look up. And everybody looks up and they're like, okay, we looked up. And it's like, no. Look up. Give time for your eyes to adjust. There's going to be an amazing sight to see with all the stars. And for months, Keith couldn't get over that he lost 10 seconds adjusting for his brother and his joy in looking at the stars. He's like, oh, I adjusted. Oh, stars.
I'd say, oh, how beautiful. But I'm afraid like it's going to be tested. Like, oh, yeah, what's your favorite part? Like, favorite part of what? The white dots? The left side. So, you know, I can't fake it. I just be like, okay, are we all done? When are we done? That's why I don't like looking at stars. When are you done?
Holy shit. Yeah. So what is Craig going to, I mean, are you going to go to a museum? Craig.
Can you imagine?
Kevin loves museums, Craig.
I think.
He loves it.
We were in the chat and Craig would say something like, let's say a museum. And you would see everybody's head in the chat go, no, not a museum. And somebody said like, just do what you do. Like, you know, take Keith to work day and he'll be fine with that. And everybody started shaking their head. Yes. Like, that's it. That's the one. That's how you treat him.
What do you want to do?
We just do whatever. Honestly, I am not work. Like when I was with Brother Love, they didn't necessarily expect me, it seems. So I was writing the Dead Emails book and I could be by myself just fine. I don't take anything personal.
Okay, because you know, the people who visit where they're like, I'm up for whatever, and it's like, well, now I gotta come up with what whatever means. It's beach weather. Do you wanna go to the beach? There's hiking, do you wanna go hiking? Joshua Tree, comedy, a drive somewhere.
Done. What time?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
That sounds good. And if I have to be fake opinionated, I could be, you know. Not what do you want to eat. If I have to pick something so everybody's comfortable, I'll pick something. Yeah, I think I'm probably the greatest guest anybody's ever had, quite frankly. I think I'm very simple.
If you can just get the people you're visiting to tell me how many stars... That would be helpful.
We are going to talk to Brother Love, I think, soon after I come back. And yeah. We'll compare all the different hosts.
Yeah. Can you give them how many stars and then they give you how many stars? You rate each other as friends.
I don't want to be rated back, you know? You ever do that? Like, I remember buying something on eBay. I'm like, this isn't as advertised. 1 star. And then they go, well, fuck you, 1 star. And I'm like, well, I didn't know you can 1 star me.
Well, they fixed that. On Airbnb, you don't get to see each other's thing until you fill it out. Mm. They're like, oh, look, your host filled out the report or whatever. Do you want to see it? You fill out theirs.
I do see Craig making a report on me. So I do have to be on my best behavior. But yeah, I haven't been anywhere in so long. It is stupid exciting for me to... go places, because I, of course, didn't do anything during COVID. Probably coincidentally, maybe not a year or two before that. I haven't seen Craig in 8 years about.
I didn't know that I hadn't left the country in over a decade until I looked at my passport. I thought we just went to London for Keith and the Girls show. Right. And really, I was like, well, that just happened, so my passport can't be.
Right.
What the fuck?
London, Canada, Israel. We've been to these places. When was that? Last week? No?
Yeah. So I haven't been to Israel in over a decade. Haven't been to Canada. I haven't crossed any borders. Boy, I think in New York City, you're just like, well, I just went to China.
Right. I think I've been everywhere.
I mean, I don't think I had a samosa, you know, in not India today.
But it is weird with... Zoom and, you know, FaceTime and all this, where like I saw my brother, I'm like, but I did just see you.
Right.
This feels different, but I did just see you.
Yeah, it's so weird. The balance of like, we've made a screen so normal, but now we have to like have a balance of screen friend time and in-person friend time. And both of them count because now we get to see people in other countries, in other states, and that still counts. We're still talking, but to like also go outside has been making me feel funny.
Right. Well, this is very exciting. And we're going to have a blast.
Yeah.
Let me know if you guys live in LA. Let me know what's doing.
Yeah. Do you think that you'll go to the Comedy Store?
Yeah, why not? Depending on who's there that day, yeah, I could see that.
I'll tell you why not.
Okay.
Because it's always... No, I mean, I say go, you know, but like what would deter me is that it's so big and it's so, you know, a big cover and like water is $8 or whatever, you know? So, but it is the main club, so you want to have that experience. Well, I would want to go to the main club and I like, you know, the Comedy Store, whichever room.
Right.
And I would also want to go to some like alternative room. You know, last time we went to Ramin Nazer, like he had
right.
some show in a comic book store that was bananas and it was so fun.
Yeah, that's a real, because I feel like we know all these comedians. You definitely can't sneak out of a show if it's going south.
Mm.
You know, you can't let them see you leave. So I got to be clear to Craig, like you have to be very committed. You can't take a phone call during this guy's. You can't leave the room to go outside during this guy's set.
All eyes on us.
Right. That's how I feel. I know being in the front row, I hate it. People put me in the front row of comedy shows. And I feel like I have to exaggerate a smile
brag,
the whole
Keith.
Time. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's the worst. Being in the front row is the worst. Now, when I do stand-up, please come. Be in the front row. People have to. That's very important. But,
well, I feel like when you go to comedy places and they put you in the front row, it's because there's something to make fun of you of, and we don't see it like that. Like if you're sleeveless and they're putting you in the front row, it's like, oh well, here's the line of fire. You know, it's kind of like right. the splash zone at whatever the fuck Shamu.
It's always funny to me seeing stand up in the just because the comic doesn't know where to go, just starts doing some crowd work, then gets into the real act and doesn't understand why the audience thinks they're a team now. Shut the fuck up. Well, then why'd you ask me where I... By the way, why do comics... It really is just a crutch, but why do comics keep asking the audience where they're from when they don't have a follow-up planned? Detroit. Oh, okay. And you? L.A. Okay. That's it? Fascinating shit.
Is anyone from Mexico? I got lots on Mexico.
Right. Are you really hoping somebody's going to say Mexico? You just keep going around the room.
Yes. Oh, you could just go, anyone from Mexico? No? Good. Let's talk right. about them. Or if there's somebody from there, like, tell me if this is true.
I was getting a haircut, and I passed the barbershop that I like. I was going to that barbershop, but I like the... It's a family-owned business. I like the two sons. But the dad, he's too rough. And he's like slapping your hand. He's taking the razor. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, like that. Oh, and he goes, what? I'm like, oh, it's a little rough. It's rough. I'm 48. I know what the haircut shouldn't hurt. Why are you acting like I'm fucking nuts? So anyway,
such a pussy.
He really did make me feel like a pussy. I'm like, well, your sons have the gentle touch. I don't know what to tell you.
Your sons have the millennial touch.
My dad didn't ram his thumb in my throat, you know? It was nice.
Oh, God.
So I see the two sons are busy, but the guy is free. And we locked eyes, but then through the glass. And then I just kept walking like, nah, did it look like I was going to go here? Because I'm not. And then I find something like a block away, a new barber cuts my hair. And then I walk back and the guy right eye to eye. He's like, oh, interesting. Interesting.
It's like... passing the shawarma place where you normally get your sandwich, right?
Yeah.
And then going two doors down, getting the sandwich, and then walking by and watching them make the sandwiches while you eat.
And I just get my head shaved, so it's pretty inexpensive. But these inexpensive places, they don't mind with their stupid religious and political talk. And the religious and political talk always starts with, my mom taught me never talk about politics and religion because you're just going to be at an impasse, which is funny because everything came from Abraham. Don't people even just know that? And then with how you have to use certain words, everybody's so woke. But I won't talk about politics or religion in my shop. And I'm like, oh, my God, can we just end this?
Wow. Maybe this is what it's like to be tall.
How do you mean?
No, it's that you're white.
I see.
Yeah, I think your face says you're going to be on everybody's side for some reason.
Yes, they are like very comfortable with me.
My face doesn't.
No.
My face, I walked by the Israelites one time. My face did not bring them comfort.
The black Israelites?
Oh, yeah, they hated me.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, they always hate me. If I see them, I can't walk by them because they really target my face. And they say things like, and that's why you look like that, because God... Yeah, something about giving me a big nose because I'm one of the gross people, because they just know I'm Jewish as I pass. Mm. They're so mean. If they get any glimpse of me, I just always try to walk the other way.
They're really hoping that somebody starts a fight, right? Like if you're white, they will stare you down and read some Bible verse that they're hoping provokes you. That's a fact. Are they hoping you punch them?
It's pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
It's not comfortable.
We passed some in Chicago, and they're explaining how they're the real Jews. And I'm like, yeah. I'm just trying to get your stupid pizza. Here's a story I saw. Behold the Battle of the Bulge. Two men who claim to have the world's largest penis are locked in a literal you-know-what measuring contest. Well, penis. What kind of cute rating is that? It's a penis contest.
What contest? Just measure it.
Roberto Esquivel Cabrera of Mexico was recognized. I was hoping somebody was from Mexico. Was recognized for his 18.9-inch manhood.
Oh, that's awful. Wow.
19-inch long penis.
No, where? But how? Wait, how long is my leg? What?
Supposedly measured by the World Record Academy.
What? Wait, a penis measuring?
I guess they do biggest tuna sandwiches and penis readings.
Wow. So according to the world record, where do you start from?
This guy started from his great-grandparents' asshole. How do you get to 19 inches? How's that?
I don't know. I hope you're
That even fun, ladies? But seriously, that's feet, right?
Yeah. That doesn't sound fun. It doesn't sound like that person ever gets fully joyed.
How long does it take to pee? Seems like it'd take an extra 2 minutes, doesn't it? You wake up with a surprise boner, somebody's dead.
What if you're a shower, not a grower? Where do you fit that?
You roll it up like a fire hose. Jonah Falcon of New York says this guy is stretching the truth. And he says I in fact am the biggest at an honest 13.5 inches.
And we don't know the result?
That's the end of the story.
Okay, somebody's measuring though, right? The Academy of Measuring Dick Halls.
I guess it's in the weird but true section that I like to read.
I see.
I guess it's just weird that somebody can't admit somebody else has a bigger penis, at 13.5 inches.
Let's say he's stretching and he's really 12 inches. He stretched it to 18 inches.
Then
you fucking win. That's if you can stretch it an extra 5 inches. If you can do that, call yourself 18 inches too. By the way, neither one of this sounds like a good time. That sounds exhausting.
He can do tricks, right? Like I've heard of puppetry of the penis, but this guy can draw the Sistine Chapel.
He can play ping pong.
That'd be wild. And when do you realize it? Like, are you in school and there's sex ed videos and it's like, oh, look, why'd they make the penis so stupid small?
Yeah, you go by the drawings on your peers' desks.
I mean, guys, this desk
is not big enough.
Right. I have to measure mine in Celsius, but still, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, when is the first time? I bet it's when somebody else sees it, whether that's in some locker room situation or whatever. I don't know. When was the first time you saw a penis?
I guess gym class, I guess. Well, no, I would have saw. I do remember seeing my dad's. I do remember walking into he never closed the bathroom door.
Why would you?
Never closed it.
Why would he never? Oh, because one time he got hit on by some gay guys.
Supposedly four gay guys hit on him in a bathroom.
Four gay guys one hit on him another. In the bathroom.
My turn. Can I fuck you? No. Okay, fair enough. It wasn't a fight or a battle. It just sounds like he was proposed four times in one day.
It was probably people wondering if somebody was in the stall.
Yeah. It's like, they wanted to fuck me. No, you're in the handicap stall. You're in the good one. You're in the Cadillac stall.
Oh, my God.
We learned that. We learned that because it's in the dad emails book. He told Kat, really talking to me, of course, and explained that he was hit on by four people. And he always had the door open. There could never be more than one of us siblings in the bathroom at the same time.
That's weird. That's, like, he thought you guys would somehow get inappropriate with each other.
Yeah, it has to be.
That's something. That's telling.
Yeah.
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 Did he ever, like, you know how parents, they warn you about things. They're like, you know, siblings, you can feel one way about each other, but not another way. Always keep separate, or it's just...
Did he ever talk to us? Is that what you're saying? No. No, we were never talked without an exclamation point.
That's funny.
So no. The answer is absolutely no. And then when I was visiting Ken, I don't know if he was brushing his teeth or something, and I went in there to get something. I'm like, look at us. We're in the same bathroom. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, my goodness.
So did he remember what you were talking about?
Of course, because it was such a strange rule.
Wow. So they kept that.
We didn't go in the bathroom, close the door, and come out 15 minutes later. You know, somebody would have grabbed something from the bathroom. That would have been it.
While you're brushing your teeth. I'm not saying go in there while someone's shitting.
Yeah, brushing teeth, grabbing an aspirin, whatever. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
No, 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 no. One person at a time. And that's always been my rule.
I don't even know how he kept track of you guys were going into the bathroom. My parents did not always know when I was going into the room called bath.
Well, that's why it had to be a rule. He can't catch you all the time. He just has to remind you when he can, and hopefully use your best judgment.
You were watched all the time. Yeah. Were you allowed to go in the fridge to see if there was like something to eat? Were you allowed to open the fridge frivolously?
Yes.
Really? What were you allowed to take?
No. Well, good question.
Okay, can you have orange juice whenever you want, for example?
Yes.
Okay. So you love orange juice. So that's interesting.
But you have to go in with a purpose. Okay. You go in, you go out. And if you don't know what you're doing, then you need something to do and I have to paint the house. But if I know what I'm going for and I'm quick, and there are seven, is a family of seven, so that fridge was always packed. Things were, you know, shoved in nooks and crannies, but you had to get in and get out.
Now, if you held the refrigerator door open for longer than 5 seconds.
What? If what? What'd you just say? What if? What if you kicked your dad in the dick? What? Well, you don't.
Let's go through room by room. You weren't allowed to use the dishwasher, right?
Correct. We had it.
So when your parents went out, your rebellion was to use the dishwasher really quick and then air it out so it wouldn't seem hot and just done.
And it's not the best dishwasher in the world, you know. We didn't have much money. So yeah, it when you opened it, smoke filled the room and you're just like quick, and then we got to put it away, and then, you know, dad would be driving back, for example. You hear him. Luckily, we had a long driveway, so I can get away with this murder. You hear him coming a mile away, and you're like, oh, we made it.
Okay, so the fridge, 5 seconds to use. The dishwasher, you couldn't use, so you used when you were being naughty.
Yes.
The dinner table, which was like right off the kitchen, right? Eden kitchen?
Yes.
The dinner table, you weren't allowed to laugh at the dinner table.
Correct. You couldn't laugh at the dinner table. You could, if you want to laugh, just go outside. And if you're laughing outside, shut up, because the neighbors are going to think something. The kids are laughing.
And then if I recall, okay, so you walk into the kitchen, basically you go to the dining table where you can't laugh.
By the way, my dad's house is on the market. So if you want all these nice memories, if you believe in energy, this is quite a steal.
Walk into the kitchen, past the dining table, you turn left, that's the living room. Were there any rules for how to sit on the couch when you watch TV? I know the TV couldn't be above, what, 13 in numbers?
I think it was 35 during the day and like 20-something or 15 at night.
And that's the volume number.
Yeah. Where you, yeah. And I think it still affects my brother Ken, by the way. He watches TV very low, thinking he's going to be rude to the neighbors. And I go, we can't hear those neighbors, and they have dogs and shit. He's like, yeah, maybe you're right, but he still won't do it.
Wow.
And I think it's from that. And then he keeps going, who's that? I'm like, right, you don't know who anybody is.
So were you allowed to sit a certain way on the couch? Can you lay on the couch? Or is that for sick people?
No, you don't lay. What?
You no. don't lay on the couch.
No, you don't.
You don't lay on the couch.
You don't lay on it.
You don't lay on the couch.
You sit
Here
on it.
Here it is. Here it is. Oh, my God. Of course. I have spoken about how I love couch sleeping. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just falling asleep on the couch. Oops, did I take a nap? Oops, did I fall asleep for the night? And you will never, do that. So you can't lay on the couch.
I can lay on the couch. I can lay on the couch and watch TV, but I can't. I will never fall asleep with the TV going on. You're watching TV or you're in bed.
How long has it taken you to lay on a couch? Or was that your first thing in your new apartment? I'm laying on the fucking couch.
I think my first apartment, I masturbated to Cinemax, and I think the biggest thrill was I'm half laying.
Wow. That was the biggest thrill.
That's the dirty shit.
Right from there, there's a door to a big patio that you guys built, right?
Yes.
Because you were punished for not doing anything.
Right. Instead, just say, we have to build a patio. Don't act like what did I do? Oh, right. The dishwasher. You know, deep down.
See, this is what was confusing about when I first met Keith. I read his book and he built a patio. He repainted the house. Then I'm like, oh, look, there's like plaster on the wall. Can you like fix that and paint it? And he's like, I don't know how to do that. I'm like, okay, you're punished. Can you do it? Like, what are we? What? I'm like, you built a whole house for your family. Where are you? You had to hire a TaskRabbit to put up the guitar behind you. Where are those things? Did somebody just go now drill nails into this?
That's exactly what happened. My dad didn't teach me anything, but he just told me to do shit. So it's like, cut this at a 45 degree angle.
So he knew this stuff?
Yeah, he looked it up and would do it.
So then he could have done that for a living.
Yes, he could have. I don't know how fast he was because I wouldn't know how to compare it to a guy who does that for a living. But still, he could have, yeah.
Okay, so then you built that deck. Did you ever spend time out there? It was the size of your living room minimum, right?
I didn't go out much because if I did, then my dad would bring a chair and, you know, and be like surveying his land and what a beautiful moment. You know how you guys with porches that take advantage with your morning coffee and you're like, 20 minutes of peace. My dad would come and ruin that to show all the peace and how lucky we are to be sitting together outside on a porch that I made.
And now you can't adjust your eyes to the stars.
Right.
You just can't enjoy anything nice.
No.
There's no peace.
I think I looked at stars once. He put his hands on my shoulders and I'm like, I'm never looking at stars again. Fuck stars.
Okay, we're getting to it. Then the hallway starts. You come in, you go through the living room. The hallway starts, but the bathroom is right there. Ooh, thank you. Mm-hmm. The bathroom is right there on the right. That's the bathroom, the only bathroom that wasn't in the main rooms.
My mom had her own. They had a bathroom in their room, but it's understood as my mom's bathroom. And you can tell by the magazines and, you know, women's products. The other bathroom was for everybody else. So my dad, when he would shit and piss with that door open, he could have done it in his room, but he wasn't allowed there, I guess, which is funny
because all he's doing is shit and pissing with the door open and she's trying to have children with him, which means you have to have sex.
Right.
So this bathroom, may I say, is located exactly in the middle of the house on your way to everything. And that's the door he keeps open.
Yes.
Okay, this is so telling. And then in that bathroom, there was a tub
Yeah.
And that tub was filled with water, and then you all had to take a quote shower in the tub one after the other in the same water. Same water.
Yeah.
You're all disgusting. Then
same because just to save on water, obviously. And we had to take, I think the shower had to be before something like before 9 or after 9, something like that. And they thought they saved like a couple pennies. And then we were adults and they went, hey, we just found out we made that up somehow. You could have taken showers whenever you wanted.
I honestly think your father made it up so that you have a bad childhood. I'm not kidding. I think he purposefully tortured you.
Like people saying, why should people get a discount on their student loans if I had to pay? He's like, I had to.
He doesn't think that children, well, actually, I think he's a terrible, evil person and that his intentions are bad. And he hates kids. And he only had kids because you are only allowed to have raw sex as a Catholic. Right. So he hated you. This is what people do to people they hate. They're like, yeah, yeah, share the water. Because money, fuck off.
Right.
You did something wrong. Go make a porch.
Yeah, so, I should.
Wow, that's just the first couple of rooms. So yeah, how could they find this place on sale? I think I should be the broker, personally. This is fantastic.
I do want to buy it and not let my dad in it.
Yeah.
I want to buy it. He'll be at the door like, come on, seriously, open up. And I'm like, no. And I turn on the dishwasher.
Oh.
Right in front of them.
I want to buy it and do KTG camp in the 25 acres surrounding it. Well, this is, from what I remember, the house is, they built the basement, right? And then they wheeled the top of the house onto that basement to create that second floor, right?
He would have told you more than me, to be honest. So probably. That sounds right.
Yeah, that's what they told me. Like, you bought an already created. You ever see those tractor trailers that are pulling a house?
Yeah.
That's how your house was made. That's why the basement looks very different than the main floor. And it was 3 bedrooms?
It was my parents' room. Yeah, 2 other rooms. My sister had her own room. And then later, all the boys, we were in one room. And then later, we were all downstairs. But yes.
It's really nice that your sister didn't end up hating you guys because she had a different childhood than you guys.
We hated her because she had her own room.
And 4 of you had to share another room. That must have smelled. with you taking a shower in each other's literal shit.
It was a small room, too. You know, when you go back and you see what things were when you were a kid, like your high school, everything's so small. I don't even know how these bunk beds fit in there.
You don't know how much the house is going for? It's 25 acres, so it could be something, but
I don't remember. 250? I don't remember.
If we do our Kickstarter and this much, we do another year. At 250, we buy your parents' home.
How funny would that be?
That would be hilarious. We got to hire a TaskRabbit for something, right? Right.
We give out keys to the audience, but again, my dad can't. Is it?
Turn it into a real church somehow?
I'm going to paint a rainbow on the outside. I know that much.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's great. That's wonderful. Yes.
KeithandtheGirl.com/VIP. It's every show we've ever done. It's all the spinoff shows we do. It's deals on a whole bunch of shit. Take a look. It's a big deal. We're proud of it, and I think you'll like it. KeithandtheGirl.com/VIP. And you know what? Listener, what are you doing on Wednesday? I feel like traveling. KeithandtheGirl.com.